absolutely thrilled and excited to take over what is a nice area. I applied for the role and was successful, so absolutely delighted to come over to Market Harbour. I've obviously been a resident of Leicestershire all my life, so obviously I was born and bred in Melton Mowbray, so actually rural policing has been quite a big part of my life. So it's really important to me that we kind of I continue the good work of Liz Perry, who's obviously moved away from the MPA policing, but obviously remains within Leicestershire Police. So she's a really good source of contact for me. And myself and Liz have worked over the last few weeks for me sort of to take over, mainly for me just to try and understand all the sort of good work and the continued engagement and beat priorities that we've kind of got across the whole policing area. But absolutely thrilled and excited to be here.
And just in terms of your background, obviously you've worked at a number of different, had a number of different roles within the force since you began there serving as an officer.
I joined the police in 2003, so fast approaching 23 years. It's gone really quickly, I suppose most people say. I've worked across quite a few areas of policing, so I've fundamentally always been sort of uniform services, so sort of that sort of frontline response to incidents. In my younger years, I was an armed response officer, so based from headquarters, and then on promotion I've moved out to neighbourhood policing roles, so more in the city area. Worked across frontline policing roles, so emergency response as a supervisor, managed the missing persons operations team, so looking for sort of missing people, vulnerable people, and the management around that. Moved into being a custody sergeant, and then I moved over to sort of specialist ops side, so managing our specialist support team, so firearms officers, the dog section, roads policing, tactical support team. So quite a busy role working across those areas of business. And then I moved, last 2.5 years, I've been working in the control room. So I've been what we call a contact management inspector. So that's really managing everything that comes into the control room. So people reporting crime, whether that's on 101, 999, and also through our online reporting systems as well, making sure that all those crimes and incidents are progressed in the correct manner. And that's a really, really busy and complex area of business. And obviously we strive to obviously to get to victims of crime and those that emergency response to incidents that are happening across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. And that's been quite a challenging role for me. It's also quite a rewarding role as well, making sure that we get resources out to people and sort of supporting them, safeguarding. And then I've come back to sort of working across at a local level in MPA. So like it's been a bit of a highlight of my career actually so far, is to actually take on my own neighbourhood policing area. I think a lot of our MPA commanders will say that, because you get an opportunity to make a difference at a local level. So actually sort of really focus on what's going on across the different beat areas. You know, Market Harbour Town has its own beat, Harbour North and the villages, all the way out to Lutterworth. So obviously it's a huge policing area, it's quite rural. And it's my priority is to sort of progress that forward now and making sure that through our neighbourhood link that we pick up on the priorities every quarter. So what matters most to the community. What I would encourage the public to do is make sure they use our neighbourhood link, which is accessed through the police internet, and just make sure you report and tell us what's going on, because actually the more reported we get about what's concerning local residents, whether that's crime or antisocial behaviour, we can focus our patrols in that area, but also we can reach out to other resources. Partnership working is obviously massively important to neighbourhood policing, making sure that we kind of share that problem with local council and different support networks to make sure that we kind of tackle that as a team. We can't do it on our own, but the public are a huge part of what we do. And so making sure that people tell us what's going on allows us to effectively review our plans. And that's what I'm going to be focusing on over the next few months, to make sure that we've got that footprint right. I was on that communication engagement meeting this morning, and we're really sort of focusing in on making sure that our social media footprint is correct, but also coming on the radio show this morning with you as well, because actually there's lots of different generations that live locally, and not everyone is confident around using neighbourhood links, so we just need to make sure that I've got that reach far and wide. So thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
My final plea would just make sure you report stuff to us if something's happening and you're not happy what's happening, or you feel unsafe, then it's my job and it's our job to make sure that we put plans in place to address that for you. as well as sort of focusing on what's happening across the beats, across the wider sort of area, I'm keen to get out into harbour as well and speak to people. And I've just been speaking to my local sergeant this morning, Pete Gilbert, so we will be getting out, I will be out and about, so you will see me. I intend on holding Meet the Inspector events as well, which I'll complete in Harbour Town and across Lutterworth, at those various points, and you'll see that advertised as well in advance, so people can come and speak to me and share their thoughts around my local police officers, my PCSOs, and again, that's another way of telling us what's going on, making sure that we're getting that community engagement right, but also where we can improve. Brilliant. Because I think that's really important as well. Really, so I think it's important that I get out daytime to see, you know, people going about their normal business, obviously during core business hours to speak to shop owners and local businesses and the community, but also I'm quite keen to get out and support nighttime economy officers as well, so particularly on a Friday and Saturday evening. We've seen some incidents obviously in Market Harbour recently outside of some of the licensed premises. I just want to make sure that our support officers in their approach and being proactive and dealing with those offences and just nipping it in the bud. And if people need some advice or need to go home because they've had too much to drink, then we'll encourage people to do that. But also to keep people safe. You know, protecting vulnerable people is a huge part of our business, and it's important that we keep people safe. So I think it's important that I get out and support officers during those evenings as well and into the night.